AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As revelers around the world mark the arrival of the new year, some 350 National Guard members and the Coast Guard are supplementing security in New Orleans, a year after a truck attack on Bourbon Street left 14 dead. Colin Arnold directs the city's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown and in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence.
President Trump's issued the first vetoes of his second term, rejecting two low-profile but bipartisan natural resource bills. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Republican lawmakers that supported the bills are crying foul and are accusing President Trump of political retaliation for those vetoes. Trump vetoed drinking water pipeline legislation from Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Boebert was one of four House Republicans who sided with House Democrats early on to force the release of those files. In a social media post, Boebert suggests that the veto may have been political retaliation. In his letter to Congress, Trump mentions costs as the primary reason. Another bill vetoed by Trump would have given a tribe that had sued over the Florida Immigration Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, more control over their land. Trump appeared to acknowledge the tribe's opposition, saying that the tribe had actively sought to obstruct reasonable immigration policies by his administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Applications for unemployment benefits dropped again last week, falling below 200,000. Mortgage rates have fallen to the lowest level of the year. Freddie Mac puts the nationwide average on a 30-year at 6.15%. A year ago, it was 6.91. Like trading on Wall Street to close out the year, on the day the Dow lost 0.6%, the S&P 0.7, the Nasdaq 0.8. But for the year, the S&P was up more than 16%. This is AP News. New Year's Eve in New York's Times Square, always big. The Queen of Motown's headlining this year's entertainment. Julie Walker has a preview.
Diana Ross is the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, performing free in Times Square for anyone willing to brave the cold and crowds. The pop icon will perform a medley of hits, including I'm Coming Out and Upside Down. The event will air live on ABC December 31st at 8 p.m. and repeat on Hulu. Other performers include Mariah Carey, Post Malone, and Demi Lovato, the hosts in Times Square, Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora, with Chance the Rapper in Chicago, and Rob Gronkowski in Las Vegas. I'm Julie Walker. Digging in a bad
way, losing your grip. There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.